From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The European Court of Human Rights says British authorities were not right to prosecute police officers over the killing of a Brazilian man shot on the London Underground after being mistaken for a suicide bomber. The court ruled Wednesday that authorities had held a thorough inquiry into the shooting and concluded that there was insufficient evidence against any individual officer to prosecute. Police shot the 27-year-old electrician in July 2005 as they hunted attackers behind failed bomb attacks on the subway a day before. The judgment is a blow to the relatives of the man named John Charles de Menezes. They have sought for years to have police charged with this slaying. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon Wednesday called for greater global efforts to tackle the Syrian refugee crisis. His call came as he opened a conference on securing resettlement places for nearly 500,000 of those displaced by the five-year conflict.
We are facing the biggest refugee and displacement crisis of our time. The world must rise to the challenge. Providing hope means providing pathways to a better future.
Mr. Bond told journalists that attempts to demonize people fleeing conflict is not only demeaning, offensive, and counterproductive, it's factually wrong. His comments come as Syrian forces are clearing mines and disarming other explosives left scattered by the Islamic State group in the ancient town of Palmyra. This is a Syrian soldier. He says that the ISIS group has booby-trapped the entire area with wires and its intent to blow up and destroy the town with residents and soldiers. This is VOA News. The head of a UN-brokered Libyan unity government has arrived in the capital by sea with six deputies and set up a temporary seat of power in a naval base, despite threats from rival factions. Militia commander Abdel Rahman al-Sweli says the head of the government, Fayez Sarraj, sailed in from neighboring Tunisia on Wednesday. A post on the unity government's website confirmed that arrival. The officials were prevented from flying into Tripoli by a rival government based in the capital. A third government is based in the east of the country. Ali Abdouzakouk, the foreign minister of that rival government, says his presence is unacceptable.
J'avais également.
That's French President François Hollande. He is announcing today that he was abandoning his plans for constitutional reforms after the November 13th attacks on Paris. Those reforms included a measure to strip convicted terrorists of their nationalities. Tin Jha, a trusted friend of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, took over as Myanmar's president Wednesday after decades of military rule. It was a day full of ceremony and symbolism as Tin Jha was sworn in along with its two vice presidents and 18-member cabinet. The new president spoke after the ceremony. In his comments, he says the new government will implement our democratic constitution, and our constitution will promote national reconciliation and internal peace. It will also support the creation of a democratic federal union and bring better lives to the people. You can read more details on Tin Jha's comments at voanews.com. An Egyptian man accused of hijacking an Egypt Air jet on Tuesday and forcing it to land in Cyprus is in police custody after a court appearance on Wednesday. Andreas Angelidis is a police spokesman.
The suspect presented today before the court. Okay, he will stay in custody for 8 days, and the case is under investigation. So in this framework, where we're going to take statements, we continue the inquiries in order to finish as soon as possible the whole case.
All 55 passengers aboard that Egypt Air jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself over to authorities at Larnaca Airport. Both the Egyptian and Cyprus officials say it was not terror-related and that the man was mentally unstable. The president of the Russian Tennis Federation says Maria Sharapova could have her disciplinary hearing for doping in June. Sharapova has previously been suspended and faces a possible ban up to 4 years after testing positive for melatonin. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.